Hello and welcome. It's time for the Crazy Kevin Show. How are you all doing today? Hope you're feeling good. Well, what we've got on the show for you today? Well, of course, we've got the usual suspects. We've got business talks, which today we're talking to a lovely milliner all about hats. We've got our musician speak, where we've got the guys coming out from the Toowoomba Ukulele Group. Whoa! And our golden album of the week, which I have chosen this week. As well as our fitness tips, lots of jokes, lots of fun. Welcome once again to the Crazy Kevin Show. I hope you enjoy yourselves. Crazy Kevin on Power FM, out and about on our business section, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
Jenny.
Now, Jenny, we're surrounded by lots of hats. Tell me about this.
Well, Kevin, I'm a milliner, and I've been making hats now for about 8 years, and it's just my passion. I love it. I can't get enough of making hats. I want more ladies to wear hats so I can make more hats.
What made you get into it, then?
Well, I had recently moved to Toowoomba from Brisbane, and I'd had a very active, busy life in Brisbane. Came to Toowoomba, and I thought I was only going to be here for a short time, and I hated the weekends. It was okay through the week because I was working. Weekends, I was bored out of my mind. And I saw an advertisement at the Cobb & Co. Museum, come and make a hat. And I thought, oh, yeah, it's probably going to be a little sun hat or a little... I didn't know. And then I did the two-day class with a lady by the name of Elaine, and I made a proper hat, an absolute proper hat, from the blocking right through to the trimming and all the rest. And I was still working in Brisbane at that stage, and I was so proud of this hat that I put it in a hat box and I took it on the bus to show all the girls at work this hat that I'd made. And blow me down, there was people on the bus and they said, "Oh, what's in the hat box?" And I said, "Oh, a hat, of course." And this lady looked at it and she said, "Oh, I'd like to buy that."
No way, really?
Yeah, and I thought, my goodness. And she said, "I'll give you $85. And I thought, $85? It's something that I just had so much fun making. And I just thought, gee, I'd had a lot of hobbies, a lot of crafts, but I thought if I can do something I can actually sell instead of everything piling up in the linen closet or something. And that's where it started. And since then, Kevin, I have been very blessed. I've travelled to France and to London and studied under a number of overseas milliners.
What type of hats do you make then?
I make all sorts of hats, Kevin. I go right through from the fascinators, right through. I do a lot of bridal wear, a lot of hand beading. Had a first inquiry for a veil following on from Megan's wedding, so that's going to be the biggest trend, I would say now. The brides are all going to start wearing veils again.
When trends happen, does it always sort of like, oh, this is a new hat for this season?
Yes, it usually is. Well, we used to always follow the UK, but interestingly enough now, Australia is actually leading the world in millinery. But we tend to be a little bit more abstract and a little bit more out there with our millinery, whereas we noticed at the wedding there were a lot of brimmed hats and things like that, and they're a more conservative sort of type hat, but that's the sort of hat that I do. My clientele is an older lady. She usually likes the elegant brimmed hats. I don't do a lot of the young, trendy race wear.
Well, Jenny, I'm just looking at some hats near me, and they're called Fantastic, Fabulous, Fanciful Head Toppers. What's all that about?
Oh, Kevin, these are my hats that I make for all of our ladies undergoing chemo. Or it doesn't just have to be chemo. There's a lot of illnesses out there that cause ladies to lose their hair. Also ladies, too, that have a lot of sunspots removed on their head. And they're made from a very, very soft cotton. And most of them are reversible, so you get two hats for one. And for the winter hats, I make them in a beautiful soft polar fleece. They sit low on the head, and they're, I think, very stylish. And it just takes away the scarf look that just says, you know, I've got cancer. It's like wearing a badge. And I just think the ladies at that particular time need to feel beautiful, and a nice hat helps them do that.
Jenny, how can people contact you then?
Yes, they can find me on Facebook or through my webpage, www.houseofbalsam.com.au.
Facebook is House of Balsam as well?
It is, Kevin, yes it is. And my mobile is 0408 085 863.
Now, I've just got to say, though, Jenny, it's a bit sexist in here. I can't see any men's hats.
You're going to laugh at this, Kevin. I am constantly being asked for men's hats, and I'm looking into it at the moment, and I'm hoping to have a men's range by the end of the year.
Jenny, it's been fantastic and great fun chatting to you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin, for the opportunity. Thank you. Everyone, wear hats.
It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK.
Yes, it's that time for the Golden Album of the Week. And do you know what? A lot of people keep asking me, what's your favourite Golden Album? Well, I just love all types of music, but something that sort of made an impression on me when I was very young was a band called Cockney Rebel. Now, anybody ever heard of them? Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel? Well, they were an English glam rock band back in the 70s, and their music covers a range of styles from pop to progressive rock. Over the years, they have had 5 albums in the UK albums charts and 12 singles in the UK singles charts. It was fronted by Steve Harley, who grew up in London's New Cross area. I'm going to kick off with one of the first songs that I ever heard, and this was a song called Judy Teen. And it was released as a non-album single in 1974, and it became the band's first UK hit. It was recorded with Alan Parsons as a co-producer. Anyway, here we are, kicking off with Crazy Kevin's very own Golden Album of the Week. Oh, I'm all excited. This is Judy Teen.
Kevin from Russia with love.
Well, it's time for the second track off my Golden Album of the Week. Yes, I've chosen the Golden Album myself. Hey, don't forget, if you're listening and you've got a Golden Album or a band or an artist that you really like, drop me an email to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com, and that's crazy with a K, and I'll put it on the program for you. The next track I'm going to play for you off my Golden Album is Mr. Soft, and it was released a week after the band had split up. And they had to get some new singers to be on Top of the Pops. And do you know what? Later on, many years later, in the late 80s, the song was featured in two successful TV adverts for Tribor Soft Mints. One advert promoted Tribor Soft Mints and the other Tribor Soft Fruits. Both adverts used two lines of the song with changed lyrics sung by Steve Harley sound alike. Anyway, this is Mr. Soft. I just love the tempo of this song, and it's my Golden Album of the Week. Enjoy!
Mr. Soft, turn around and bust while you watch the things all you can prove. Oh, Mr. Soft, believe everything they tell you and be damned if there's a thank you. Paint everything so cool. Come and own that Mr. Cool. Paint your face and shut the gate. No one's coming home till today. Don't you know life gets tedious enough without this extra crush to bear. So slow, shift your ideas, make your mind up in a jiffy, let's be fair. We'll all be taken off tonight. Turn off your eyes and shut the lights. Oh, you're the most, you're so unreal. We'd all be dead without your spiel.
Kevin, he loves his food, especially chocolate.
It's Crazy Kevin, and it's our musician's time, and we've got something very different for you today. I'm with two lovely people here. What's your name?
I'm Jan Snook.
And I'm Tony Brown.
And Tony, whereabouts are we today?
We're at the Toowoomba Ukulele Group in the Dr. Price Rooms in Mothercraft Lane in Toowoomba.
So how long has the Toowoomba Ukulele Group been going now?
Since about 2012. It started out with just a group of three local musos. It was Tamika, who owns the music store in Toowoomba. Peter South was a local taxi driver. And Stuart Dorman. So the three of those got together and decided that they wanted to share the music, ukulele playing, with others. And it grew from there.
So how many members have you got now then?
We've got about 60 members on our books, and we've got about 20 that come regularly.
So what happens if somebody's brand new to playing a ukulele? Do you have to be a seasoned professional to come and join the group?
It's very difficult to come and join us if you haven't played before, but periodically during the year we do offer 3 or 4 beginners courses, and we would encourage anyone to come along and learn, yeah, in a structured way.
So why the ukulele, Tony?
Well, my granddaughter gave it to me as a present many years ago, and I stuck it under the bed, as you do with presents, and I went on a cruise, and they had a ukulele course on it. And I was like, oh, hello, I've got a ukulele at home, I'll have a go. And I did, and I've been playing ever since. I was invited by one of my JP friends to come along and join up. That was last year, about April, and I've been a member here since.
Now, there's quite a few famous musicians who play the ukulele back in time in history, isn't there?
Well, yeah. George Harrison would be one of them I would pick out as the first. George Formby as the grand old English musician. Oh, and George Clooney, yeah. Joe Brown, Warren Buffett. Many famous guitar players also pick up the small guitar, which is the ukulele.
So why did you choose the ukulele as an instrument then?
Oh, I think because of its portability. It's relatively easy to learn. It's only got 4 strings. There was a lot of U groups around. They're becoming more and more popular all over all over Australia, but also all over the world. We've just had one of our members come back from a ukulele festival in Scotland.
Where did the ukulele originate from?
Well, it originated in Portugal, and the Portuguese took it to Hawaii. The word ukulele is a combination of 2 words, uku and lele, which means jumping flea, which is what a ukulele sounds like.
How many different types of ukulele are there?
The smallest one is the soprano U. The next size up is a concert. I enjoy playing the tenor, which is the next size up from that. We've got somebody here playing the bass, who also plays the baritones.
So how many songs can you actually play then?
Well, the performance group has got about 54 songs that we've been working on over the last 12 months.
And that's all different genres of songs as well, isn't it?
It is. It's from the golden oldies, the country, as well as modern country. We've got a Troy Cassidaly one in there called Trains, and we also do a lot of Australian folk.
So if anybody's listening now and they've actually played a bit of the ukulele, how can they join up and get more information?
Well, they're very welcome to join us on Wednesday nights. We play on every second and fourth Wednesday night in the Dr. Price Rooms, commencing at 6:30. We finish around about 8:30, and they're also welcome to have a look at our Facebook page, and they will soon find out what we're doing around town.
So on the Facebook page, how do they find that?
Well, just look up Toowoomba Ukulele Group and you'll find us there.
Okay, Tony, you're going to play a song for us now. Now, tell us all about it.
One we picked for you today is one of an old standard. It's called Make Every Day a Ukulele Group. It's based on an English country garden, but it was reworked by Keith Potka from the Seekers.
And how long have you been playing this one then?
Oh, about 12 months.
Well, listen, it's been fascinating chatting to you today. It's been so good, and thank you. I just love the joy and the enthusiasm within the group and everything. Thank you so much for chatting to me today.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Here comes the song, which is called
Make Every Day a Ukulele Day.
Thank you.
Well, it's time for the third and final track of Crazy Kevin's, that's me, Golden Album of the Week. And everybody knows this one. Now, I've got to let you into a little secret. For my funeral, when I die, this is going to be my song, When the Coffin Goes Behind the Curtains. Sounds a bit morbid, doesn't it? But no, my all-time favourite number one song. This is Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me. Let's tell you a little bit about the song. It reached the number one spot in the UK chart and received a UK silver certification. It spent 9 weeks in the top 50, and as of the latest dates now, it's sold over 1.5 million copies worldwide. There's been more than 120 cover versions have been recorded by other artists. Here's a funny story related to the song. In late 2014, Steve Harley, the lead singer with Cockney Rebel, received a speeding fine of £1,000 and 6 points on his licence after being caught by a speed camera doing 70 miles an hour on the M25 in Kent in an area where the limit had been temporarily reduced to 40 miles an hour. In January 2015, this incident was discussed on the BBC television series Top Gear. The show's presenter Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond and James May urged viewers to download the song in a bid to help him pay the fine. Jeremy Clarkson commented he's making a meagre living out of, let's be honest, one hit single. Everybody loves that song. You can't trust someone who doesn't like that song. Hammond added, imagine if everybody did it, he would wake up tomorrow and think I'm number one. Where did that come from? It would cheer him up. The campaign dubbed Make Me Smile Foundation by Clarkson saw Harley respond with a message, thanks Jeremy Clarkson for kicking off the Make Me Smile Foundation. I'm more than happy to subsidise the poor sods who drive down Swanley Way. So, in late January 2015, the song entered the top 30 on iTunes, the top 15 on Amazon's top 100 bestsellers, and the number one bestseller under the rock category. On January the 27th, the song entered number 25 in the official UK charts. So it paid for his speeding fine. Anyway, here we go. Everybody have a smile on their face. This is my last track. Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, Make Me Smile, Come Up and See Me.
You've done it all. Nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. What it's worth.
Well, it's joke time. And I've got to say, big thank you going out to Rob Neary for sending me the joke. Don't forget, if you've got any jokes for me, any little things, just drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. Well, this is all about adoption. A couple who work at the circus went to an adoption agency. The social workers there raised doubts about their suitability. The couple produced photos of their 40-foot motorhome, which is equipped with a beautiful nursery. The social workers then are doubtful about the education the child would get. Well, we've arranged for a full-time tutor who will teach all the usual subjects, along with French, Mandarin, Chinese, and computer skills. There were doubts about raising the child in a circus environment. Air Nanny is an expert in pediatric welfare and diet. The social workers are finally satisfied and they ask, what age child are you hoping to adopt? Well, they reply, it doesn't really matter, as long as he fits into the canon. Boom, boom. Hey, thank you for that, Rob. Keeping it going with the best music around here on Power FM.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know now the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just travel inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love? A fantabulous night to make romance. Be the cover of October skies. Allow the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. In all the night's magic seems to whisper and hush. In all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blaze. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, oh my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, oh my love? One more moon dance with you in the moonlight on a magic night. La, 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 la. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love?
Yes, it's time for fitness tips. I've got the lovely Carly down here from the World Gym. Hi, Carly. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thanks.
Now, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought I'd talk about the body pump class, since I teach a 5:30 a.m. Body pump class here on a Friday, bright and early.
5:30 a.m., you said?
5:30 a.m., bright and early. Greatest way to start your day.
Come on, then. Tell us all about it. What's it entail?
So body pump is a really great way to introduce you to weights if you haven't used weights in a gym before. It's a 45-minute class that we do here, and it's a resistance class. So we use light barbells rather than using heavy weights. So lower weights that anyone can do. We do higher reps in the class. And the idea is that you really exhaust your muscles to fatigue. So we're not adding bulk. We're just strengthening and toning the muscle.
Is it for men and women?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually had 50-50 in my class last Friday. So half were men and half were women, which is quite surprising. But yeah, absolutely. Men love it just as much as females.
Is there music playing as well while you're doing it?
So, yeah, we have really great motivating music that, yeah, really helps you get through the workout.
So come on down and see Carly down here at the World Gym. Once again, thank you for a quick fitness tip down here on Crazy Kevin Show, Power FM. Oh no, time has run out with us once again. You can go onto our website, which is www.powerfmradio.com.au. Listen to past shows. There's a few podcasts on there as well. So, time to see you. Don't forget, each and every Wednesday and Saturday, live on the radio between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., it's a Crazy Kevin Show. Till we meet again, bye-bye for now.